We have been treating Sujood al-Sahwi before the 2 weeks break. So inshallah, today we try to conclude the hadith on Sujood al-Sahwi, and we give room for questions and answers. That is what we'll be doing today. And that's why we have mentioned the part of the hadith, so that we can cover the remaining part of the hadith of Sujood al-Sahwi, and we give room for questions. Before we went for the break, we stopped on the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. That one who had Sujood al-Sahwi and did not know, or he was not sure where did he make the mistake. So we have the report that فَلْيَتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابُ, he should endeavor to know the sawab, what is correct. Then some scholars of the opinion that if he knew the correct, or he knows the correct one, or he does not know the correct one, there is no what any difference. You build upon the lesser. Take for instance, now somebody was in doubt, I repeat 4 rakah or 3 rakah. Based on the hadith that he should build on what he was sure of, or he should build on what is left. So they say the person who choose what three, and will have to bring the 4th rakah, then after that you do taslim, there just to do the sawi, do taslim again. But based on the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud of the line, he said, فَلْيَتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابُ, he should endeavor to know which one is what is more correct. So if he endeavors to know the one that is more correct, maybe what, according to his attempt and his effort, so he comes to the conclusion that he has prayed for, so he will continue from there. But he will still have to do Sujood al-Sahwi. The only difference is that he did not start from what? He did not build it on 3, rather he built it on 4. But in what cases he will do Sujood al-Sahwi? So this is what we understood from the hadith of the lad in Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. We said some of the scholars of the opinion that no. Hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he should endeavor to know what is correct. He said it's the same thing as what? He should choose the lesser one. But what the muhakkikun are upon, like Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Ibn Baz, and many others, they said no, فَلْيَتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابُ means we should endeavor to know which one is what is more correct to him. So if it is 4, he should consider it 4 and conclude the salah, then he will do Sujood al-Sahwi after the taslim, then he will do taslim again. Sheikh Salih ibn Uthaymeen in Ashar al-Mumti said at times he may, somebody may be confused. He may be confused. But before he terminates his salah, that confusion he got is lifted. Then such a person should watch, should continue his salah, not to do the sawi. That the confusion is what? Is lifted. Is in doubt, then he now became what? He becomes sure that no, it is this and that. Not somebody that this one is way there. You get it now? So that is on the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Wali Ahmad in the report of Ahmad, wa Abi Dawud and Abu Dawud, wa Nasai and Nasai min hadith Abdullah bin Ja'far, from the hadith of Abdullah bin Ja'far, marfu'an, attributing it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, man shakka fi salati Whoever has doubt in his salah, فَلْيَجْزِرْ سَجْزَتَيْنِ بَعْدَمَا يُسَلِّمُ. He should do two sajda after he has made the slim. Whoever is in doubt in his salah should do what? Two sajda after he has made the slim. Or Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, declared to be Sahih. But this hadith, according to the stronger opinion of the scholar, is da'if. So the hadith is what the Hanafiya, who have said that every doubt in salah, or the sujood, we should watch the after the sleep. You know, that's the position of the Hanafiya. If you make any mistake in your salah, which calls for sujood sahwi, to them everything is after the sleep. Is that clear? Why the Shafi'iyya was the opinion that what? Before. Why some said if you should do it the way the Prophet Allah Sallam did it? Areas when Prophet Allah made some mistakes, what he did here should do what you should do. Then, majority of them of the opinion that was, if you do something contrary to what the Prophet did at that point, maybe you do where he did sujood sahwi badi, you now did qabli, or where he did qabli, you did badi here. So that is still okay. Though you have left what is up but what is better. Why some said no? Here as well, Prophet Allah Salaam did qabli, if you did badi here, the salat has become what? By what majority our point is that if you do qabli, where you are supposed to do badi, or you do badi, where you are supposed to do qabli, what you have done is what is still okay, though you have left the bed. So this hadith is da'if. Where to be sahih, it should have been what? An evidence that you can do sujood sahwi, badi, if you like. At times. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة from المغيرة بن شعبة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال who said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا شك أحدكم if anyone of you is in doubt فقام في الركعتين then he rises when he prays two rak'a instead of sitting to do tashahud he did not sit and he did not do what tashahud he said فتتم قائماً then he has stood up erect. فَلْيَمْدِي he should continue. وَلَا يَعُودْ he shouldn't go back. وَلْيَزْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنْ he should what? Two sajda. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَتِمْ مَقَائِمًا if he has not stood erect, فَلْيَجْلِسْ he should sit وَلَا تَعْوَ عَلَيْهِ there is no sujood sahwi on him. رواه أبو داود البخاري وابن ماجه and ابن ماجه والدارقطني and الدارقطني واللفظ له this wording is wording the Canadian ضعيف with the weak chain. Now let us look at this issue first. Somebody who is praying and is supposed to sit after two raka, he forgets, he now rises. If he has stood erect, then he shouldn't go back based on this hadith. If he has not stood erect, then he's still in between. Though he has stood up, but he has not stood erect, then he should go back. There is no sujood on him. This is what majority of the scholars are upon. Though some of the opinion that he should consider, is it closer to standing position or closer to sitting position? If it's closer to standing position, he should what? He will do sujood sahwi. He should continue, but he will do sujood sahwi. If it's closer to sitting position, he should sit. And there is no sujood on him. Some people have said this. But this, Allahu A'lam, is not the more correct opinion. The more correct opinion is that what? As long as he has not stood erect, he now remembers, he should go back, do his what, tashahud, Then they do the salah, they know what knows to do the sahmi. But if you are too direct, should he go back? Some of the scholars are saying that if he goes back, then the salat is batila. That is the position of Shaykh Salim al-Usaymin, rahmahullah ta'ala. Then, if what should he do? He should continue his salah. But he has left sitting, at the same time he has left what? Tashahud. Yes, he said he has left what is compulsory, but not a pillar. So he doesn't have to bring them back. All he has to do is to do sujood sahwi before taslim. All he has to do is to do sujood sahwi before taslim, because it's missing out something. And that is what? The sitting and the tashahud. So in a situation where he's missing something out, sujood sahwi qabla salam, which is known as what qabli, comes. What if he does sujood sahwi ba'di? Scholars, Majority of scholars said there is no harm. His salah is still what? Okay, so he has left what is what? Better. Is that clear? So this is what the more correct opinion on this issue. I hope that is clear. Now, for the hadith is da'if, can we make use of hadith that is da'if as an evidence? The answer is what is no. Mashaq al-Alman rahmahullah ta'ala in Silsilat Ahadith al-Sahihah brought some other supporting evidences for this same hadith from Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah, from the report of Al-Imam al-Tuhawi. So based on that, the hadith is strengthened. The hadith is what? Is standing. Strengthened. There are two other supporting evidences. One of them authentic, the other not that authentic. So even if it is one that is authentic, it is enough. So we all corroborate this to become what? Authentic. So based on that, the rulings that we have deduced from this week's hadith will be what? Will be okay. So and the statement of those scholars who say we should measure, are you closer to the standing position or you are closer to the sitting position, we have no weight. So that is as far as the hadith of Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah is concerned. And going back to Sunan Abi Dawood, Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah also prayed and made a mistake. So by he did not sit in the second rakah. So the people said Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So he had what stood direct. So he also said Subhanallah. And those people, they followed what? They followed suit. So he didn't go back. That one is authentic. He didn't go back. So they followed suit. And after that, he did taslim he did sujood sahwi after taslim. So this hadith or author of Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah would be what evidence for the Hanafiya, who said what every mistakes will be what after taslim. So we'll say it's not what an evidence clearly like that, okay? Because there are areas where the Prophet of Allah time used to do the sound before taslim, and they are what? They are also mistakes. So what we say is that it's an evidence for those who say maybe it is permissible to do both, or evidence for those who say if you forget to do sujood sahwi qabli, instead you do what? Ba'di. That is also what? Sufficient. I hope that is clear. So I'm not clear evidence for the Hanafiya who have said all sujood sahwi should what? After, or those who say all sujood sahwi should be before. وعن عمر رضي الله عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس على من خلف الإمام صهو فإنساء إمامك عليه وعلى من خلفه رواه الترمذي والبيهقي بسند ضعيف. From عمر رضي الله عنه who said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said ليس على من خلف الإمام صهو. The one who is behind the Imam does not have his own special صهو. فإنساء الإمام if the Imam forgets وعليه وعلى من خلفه. That's how affects him and affects those behind him. Rawahu Tirmidhi recorded it والبيعتي أن بيعتي بسند ضعيف with a weak chain. Since it's with a weak chain, then that means there is no watch evidence in it. Now, the imam is praying. The imam makes mistakes. If you meet the mistake of the imam, that is, you are part of the mistake of the imam, definitely you are what? Included. Because you are following the imam. But take for instance, the imam is praying. You meet the imam in the second rakah, but the imam has already made a mistake in the first rakah. Does that include you? Yes?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Now it depends. That is the correct answer. It depends. If the sujood is what is qabli, that means it includes you. But if the sujood is what wa'adi, that means it does not include you, according to the more correct opinion. For instance, if the mistake that the imam does, take for instance, the imam is praying, he's supposed to sit in after two rakas, did not sit. What type of sujood is he going to do? Qabli. So you join the imam in the third rakah. You pray the third rakah, you pray the fourth rakah. That means the imam will do sujood sawi qabli. Huh? Before what? And it is after the taslim of the imam that you come up with what? Your remaining rakah. So in this case, you have to follow the imam in doing what? The sujood qabli. Though you are not duty of it. But you follow suit, why? Because in Namajul Imam liutamma bihi. Sometimes one will be forced to do something that the imam is doing. So you are not supposed to do that. Take for instance, somebody who meets the imam in the second rakah. The imam will do what? Tashahud in the second rakah. What will you do? You do tashahud. Are you supposed to do tashahud after first rakah? The answer is, why are you doing tashahud after the first rakah? Because you are following the imam. Is that clear? So in this case, you follow the imam to do the sujood sawi qabli. Why? Because you can't make taslim. You can't get up while the imam has not watched. Make taslim and you are playing the same salah. You get it now. But if the sujood is ba'di, take for instance, maybe the imam, maybe at a rakah, or the imam is in doubt concerning how many rakah he has prayed or not. Eh? But you did not meet the imam at the area where he made that mistake. You later came. So in this case, scholars have two opinions. The first opinion is that, which is the stronger opinion, is that what? Once the imam makes the first taslim, before he does the sujood sahwi, you get up, huh? You do what? You complete your salah. Exactly. But if that sujood sahwi includes you, for instance, what do you do? And the sujood is ba'di. You complete your salah. Now, it is badi, now it is badi, not kabli. If it includes you, yes. What do you do? So in this case, I said scholars have two opinions. Some said what? You follow the imam. Let's see if it includes you. You do everything that the imam does, just as the way they prepared in the case of kabli. Then after that, you do your own. You bring your completing rakah or so. Then after that, you make your taslim. Why some of the opinion that what you can delay your own till you conclude your salah. So this is what the stronger opinion. This is which it includes you. When it does not include you, then you carry on out.
If those that say that you follow the imam, so if you bring back the salam, the imam is going to make that thing.
Yes.
Are you going to make that thing as well?
That's what they are saying, that if the imam you will not do Islam, but you do what the imam does. Is that clear? So you do the sujood of sahwi. And that's why it's like the one that is what? Stronger. Is that what? You delay your own till you finish your. That is with respect to Ba'adi. But if it is Qabli, you follow the Imam.
If, for example, you don't know his belief, like the second opinion that he said, he thinks it is Ba'adi and he does not encourage
him. Okay.
How will the person following the Imam know if he was not improving? If the other is something that what he's not aware of, and the Imam doesn't know what the other is that the Imam has made, and he's making his
yes, that's a good question, because at times the Imam may miss something that what you would not know. That thing will require what Ba'adi, for instance. It may require Ba'adi. So we say it may. Not that I'm speaking, I can't think of anything that warrants that. But let's say there is something like that. So in that case, what how will one be sure? Now the one who enters, who joins the Imam in one salah, will know if the Imam has made a mistake or what or no. Part of the mistake or not, he will know that. Unless it's that thing that the Imam is doing something that is what is hidden. That
the Imam is doubting.
If the Imam is doubting, let's say that maybe the Imam does not know of, is not sure of the rakah that he has prayed or not. So in that case, can we say you should follow the Imam in the Ba'adi, do everything with him, then you now pray the remaining rakah or not? So I said scholars have two opinions on it. Then the second one is what is the stronger one. However, the one who does the first one. So since it is a matter that there is difference of opinion on, one cannot completely knock it off. Particularly when you have things like this that can also occur. But this hadith itself is what is da'if, so it's not an evidence. But the thick remains like that because we have a hadith in Namajweda al-Imam liutamma bihi, because we have the hadith al-Imamu daminun. So all this hadith, so you tell us that what you cannot pull away from the Imam anyhow, and you have evidences like that of Kashaw that I brought. So you have to follow the Imam. Unless the case of what Ba'adi that I've mentioned, where the scholars disagree, some of the opinion that if it does not include you, that is what you do. If it includes you, this is what you can do. However, all these issues are what issues where we have that ikhtilaf, difference of opinion has what has ruled. Understand? So you can't fight somebody whether on this issue that no, you are not Ahlul Sunnah, you are not this, you are not that, because the issues, the scholars themselves, they disagree on. So issues where we have disagreements like this, they are not among the issues where you determine who is Ahlul Sunnah or who is what Ahlul Bid'ah. So the time with Ahlul Sunnah with Ahlul Bid'ah, this has to do with issues that have clear court evidence. Same thing applies to, you cannot make a fear of somebody for an issue or on an issue that there is ikhtilaf. La takfir illa fi masail ijma. There is no takfir except in matters where there is what? Ijma. Now you can say you are wrong and you give ash on the person. On some matters that are not defined ijma, they are not issues of consensus. When I say consensus, now I'm not talking of the consensus of the scholars of usul fiqh. I'm talking of the consensus of what things that have what basis, evidence, clear evidence of the Quran and Sunnah, and that has been the practice of what the Salaf Salih, the Muslims. Take for instance now, Subh is Turaka. This is what consensus. For one day, okay, I want to pray my own Subh before Raka. Such a person, if he does that, and the person is what? Is aware. It's not someone who has just embraced Islam. It's not someone who is insane and things like that. All the moral which I fear are what you move. Such a person has become what? A kafir. So that is what? Masala ijma'iyya. Then at times an issue might be an issue where there is no ijma, there is ikhtilaf. But there is a hadith, almost a verse, that clarifies the issue. Only that the practice of the Salafus Salih or the Muslim over the ages has not what agreed upon that what? Upon that hadith that is authentic. The hadith is authentic. The hadith is what is authentic, is clear. But the Salafus Salih, there have been different opinions about this issue. Among them, over what? Hadith. To get this issue, the hadith is clear, authentic. But the Salafus Salih, there have been what? Different opinion on that matter. Not over the hadith, but on what? The matter. Now you can be strict and ask on the person who is contradicting that hadith. You may attack him, but no takfir. No what? No takfir. Then you go to the next one. Issue that what? There is evidence, but the evidence is something that is not clear. The evidence is not what? Is not clear. No ijma, then no what? No clarity on the evidence itself. This one, there is no takfir, and there is no attacking of personality. But you can say what? My opinion is what? Is correct, and your opinion is what? Is wrong. I hope you get that issue. So this they call it Masail al-Khilaf. Masail al-Khilaf alati yasughu fiha Masail al-Ijtihad alati yasughu fiha al-Khilaf. These are issues of Ijtihad. That's what? That difference of opinion has room. A lot of fiqh issues fall under this category. A lot of what? Fiqh issues fall under this category. And that's why most scholars will relate in issues of fiqh. It's not the way they will relate in issues of aqidah. It's not the way they will relate in issues of aqidah. Now the Anasiyadim said, okay, every Sufi is what? After Taslim. This one said before Taslim. This one said, okay, you can do this, you can do either. This one said, if you do this, it has covered this. All these are what? Masai al-Ijtihad. So that the text are what? Clear, but no, all the text are not clear. If the text are clear, you can attack the person because they are what? He has contradicted what is clear cut. Though there is khilaf. Because there is khilaf, it's because of that you don't make takfir of him. Take for instance, let me give you a very close example. Now the scholars, the ummah, they agree upon what? That riba is haram. But what are the things that constitute the riba that is haram? There is khilaf among the scholars. Some of these khilaf are not what reckoned with because they contradict clear cut text. But there are scholars in the past who have said, no, these things are not what haram. Take for instance, when Ibn Abbas of the line you said that what? There is no riba in what? In Al-Fadl. Take for instance, now I want to exchange a 100 naira note with new one with what? Old one. You know, someone will say, we give you what? 20, maybe 90 naira or 80 naira in exchange for what? The 100 naira note. So Ibn Abbas of the line used to say something like this. One of the companions was asked on him, but you know what? He didn't make the feel of him. You get it now? So they all agree that what riba is haram, but things that fall under riba, there is what? There is a different opinion that is not what? No, that is not reckoned with. In that case, you attack the person that is taking that position, but what? You don't make the feel of him. There are some issues that what? There are some riba issues that what scholars disagree upon. You can say the evidence on such things are not what? Prayer. In this case, my position is right. Your position is what? Is wrong. No tafsir and not attacking, no attacking of personality. So you have to get these issues clearly. If you understand these principles, you know where to be tricked and read and ash on people and where not to what? Trick and read it and ash. If you don't understand issues like this, we'll just mess up issues. And we'll be very strict and ash on people who are not supposed to be ash. So this issue of sujood al-sahwi that you have mentioned, so they fall under area where we say lil ijtihad fi masak. There is room for ijtihad. Though we say, okay, this person is what opinion is not wavier, this one is wavier. So if you go back to the books of fiqh, these are the three issues like this. Go back to any book of fiqh, they treat issues like that, issues like this in that way. وعن صوفان عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لكل سهو سجدتان بعدما يسلم رواه أبو داود بن ماجه بسند ضعيف. From صوفان, one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, for every forgetfulness in Salah there is what? Two sajda. Be it wajib, be it what? Sunnah. بعدما يسلم, after he has made what? Rawahu Abu Dawud reported in Sanad Da'if with what a weak shin. Why to be authentic if you have not an evidence for Hanafiya? But this is what a Da'if. Now, some scholars like Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, you know, authenticated the hadith with some other shins of the hadith. Why some of the opinion that was it is da'if? Those who believe that is da'if, when you forget something that is sunnah in salah, they tell you there is no evidence that you should do sujood al-sahwi for sunnah. Is that clear? Those who believe that what this hadith is authentic, they tell you that what? If you forget anything in what in salah, if it is wajib, it is wajib for you to do sujood al-sahwi. If it is sunnah, then it is sunnah for you to do sujood al-sahwi. If someone who forgets to recite aloud, where he will recite aloud, he has left what is sunnah, not compulsory. He has left what is sunnah. So if he forgets, not that he does it deliberately, he forgets, he wanted to do it, but he forgot to do it. So according to the opinion of those scholars who believe that the hadith is authentic, he said, لِكُلِّ سَعْوِنْ تُسْصَلَىٰهِ. For every salah, every forgetfulness in salah, there is what? Sajda. Why those who believe that there is what? The hadith is not authentic, they know there is no evidence that you should do sujood al-sahwi. How do you relate with issues like this? Relate with them the way I've explained. Any attempt to relate with it in a way other than this is breaking the ummah. Is what? Breaking the ummah. So in this case, like this, you say what? My position is correct, your position is wrong. Not you are mad, you are this, you are that. No. And not you are a kafir. My position is correct, your position is wrong. Let us debate it. And what? Both of you have what? Open mind to discuss the matter. Just like the issue of what? Who did? The issue of what? Some current age. Eh? Matter like that. The matter of what? Praying Salatul Eid al-Adha on the day of Arafah. Issues like these, they fall under this third part. Eh? So they are not issues that what will tear us apart. When the case happened here in Nigeria, you know some people in Mina, in Arafah, where we are coming, some people are saying that, no, this man, may Allah destroy him. And may Allah destroy him. His life will be like the life of Machido, will be like the life of Dasuki. Allah embarrassed Dasuki. Allah disgraced Machido. His own life was like that. I told them, no, this matter is not like that. This matter is what is a scholarly issue that the scholars have difference of opinion upon. So I try to explain to this woman, a lot of them will not watch, accept that. Why? It's because the way the so-called learned people here in Nigeria, the way they portray the matters to these what defenseless masses, these helpless masses. So they've been strict on issues like this. So the masses will also what? Be strict on them because the respected people have been strict on the issues. But if they have what, they have said that this issue is not issue that is that severe, it's a matter of difference of opinion, though my opinion is stronger, there wouldn't have what been any issue. Last Sunday there was no alcohol. The first one or so, Federation of Ahlus Sunnah organized a sitting inviting students of knowledge and elderly people, so to say, to address the matter in Ibadan. So those people, when they were presenting the issue, they were so strict. To the extent that somebody whose name I would not like to mention wrote a book and was saying that this is what is going against the Muslims, going against the ijma of the Muslims, and was attacking those who did that. When I read the book, I was surprised. There is nothing of scholarship in this watch, in this book. So when I was to present a quotage, I read out what the Lajna Daima upon what Sheikh Bumbad Rahimahullah Ta'ala said on this issue. Then what Sheikh Hussein has said on this issue. You are fighting people here that what they have disagreed, they have contradicted what the Ummah are upon. Here are the scholars of Saudi Arabia who are saying this issue is a matter of what ikhtilaf. When I read it out, so people became what happy. And he said, so this issue is not as thick as this. Another person wanted to present and he said, Ibn Taymiyyah has said so and so, but all those who have been presenting so far, they've not been mentioning that. Wanting to rubbish all that has been established before. I was surprised. Alhamdulillah, he said, Ibn Taymiyyah said in Majmu' Fatawa, volume 25, page so and so. So Majmu' Fatawa was in my front. I opened the page and I presented it to him. Please read it out. When he read it out, you know, people discovered that there was nothing of thought in it. Look, you wait, no, for somebody to forcefully present his argument. So, it was a kind of embarrassment for that person. Because what you have said, you are referring, even then you have said, okay, this is my group, but that is the thing you have quoted. There is nothing of such in it. If I have not presented that thing to him, he would have gone away with that. And he would have also convinced some people that what those people who what he told him was completely wrong. And that's why Allah has said us, the students of knowledge or scholars, they mislead a lot of people at times. And that's why one should be very, very cautious in things that you are saying. Don't be carried away by what? Sweet mouth and the like. And we should also try to listen to evidence. So things like this, we should know which issues are issues of the ikhtilaf. What those people wanted is for us to agree on one thing, and that is what? No country should celebrate Eid al-Adha on the day of Arafah. No, that is wahda. No, that is not wahda. That is not what? Wahda. It's not unity. Because not on every issue will be able to watch. Not on every issue. It's not possible. The companions of the Prophet will disagree on some issues of faith. The Prophet of Allah, when he sent them to Bani Quraiza, he said, go and fight the people of Bani Quraiza. So none of you should pray as we accept in what? Bani Quraiza. And they were going. It was time for us. Some of the companions said, it is time for us. Let us pray. The other said, no. Have you forgotten what the Prophet said? He said, you shouldn't pray as we until we get to Bani Quraiza. He said, no, you did not understand what he said. Well, he was trying to explain us so that we get here before time. So they said, no. No, we will not pray until we get here. So those people did pray at the time of Ashi. The other people did not pray until what? They got there, maybe close to Maghrib time or Maghrib time. They prayed. So what was that when they May the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrated the incident, that he did not say anything. Who did not say, no, you are correct, you are wrong. But definitely one of them was what? Was right and the other was wrong. But the interpretation was what? Ijtihad. There are issues like this. So the companion did not fight one another, did not break into camps, no, this one declaring enmity against this. So we have to understand issues like this. Issues of Ijma, then issues like this, there is a thing for somebody who goes against the Ijma. Not the Ijma of the scholars of Usul Fiqh. But things that you hardly see somebody who goes against it, established with clear-cut evidence in the Quran and Sunnah. The one who goes against this, maybe declare a Kafir. If the person is somebody who is what, living in a community where there is knowledge, it's not someone who has just embraced Islam. So the Quran is Takfir. And that's why to make Takfir of people is not, it's not easy. Huh? So an issue where there is no Ijma, but the text is clear. In this case, you can attack the person who takes what? The contrary opinion, but not make the fear of him. Issues where the text is not clear, so you cannot really say that what? You cannot attack the personality of that person, neither can you make the fear of him. All you can say, the higher you can say that my opinion is what? More correct, and yours is what? So we should be very, very careful on issues like that. You remember the case of Umar of Allah, where somebody was reciting the Quran, and the tradition of that person was not the one that Umar of Allah knew. So Umar of Allah held him by his what? By his collar, and he dragged him to the Prophet of Allah. I'm not getting there. The Prophet of Allah said, read yours. Umar read his. Read yours. The person also read his. Which of you are correct? Similar thing happened to Ubay ibn Ka'b. Brother Lyon, where he was also tricked. He said that contains Hemun, he said, and I felt that what? You know, I was like, no, sweating profusely because of what? The way the President had pushed the issue that had been so hard, or the issue that what? I should not have been so hard. You get it now? So, this is the way we should treat the issue of Sujud al-Sahwi. We have explained, Wallahu A'lam, the one that is stronger, or the strongest of the opinion which is what? If there is any omission, sujud al-sahwi before taslim. As long as the omission is not a prerequisite that you have to beat it first, then sujud al-sahwi after taslim. Any addition, sujud al-sahwi after taslim. If one does it, maybe sort of doing this, another does this, he said, majority of people have said what? This can also take place. Be in place of the other. So inshallah we stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.